You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Detroit Public Theater is launching its fifth season, and from the very start, the DPT has focused on groundbreaking plays, often by writers with deep Michigan ties. And that's the case with this week's premiere of Paradise Blue, a Detroit story from Dominique Morisseau, who's a Detroit-born actor and writer, finding success in both coasts, in New York and in Hollywood. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here with our latest edition of Theater Talk. So what is Paradise Blue about?
This is the third play in sort of a Detroit project, a trilogy of plays that that Morisseau has written. And this is set in 1949 in the Paradise Valley neighborhood of Detroit.
And we should remind people, Black Bottom and Paradise Valley were the historic black neighborhoods for Detroit.
Right. So the plot is about a character named Blue. He's sort of a troubled trumpeter, and he's the owner of a place called the Paradise Club. And he's torn between remaining in the Black Bottom neighborhood with his loyal lover, whose name is Pumpkin, and leaving behind a past that he finds kind of traumatic, or, you know, versus going away and kind of getting away from his past. So we were able to talk to Courtney Burkett, the producing artistic director for the Detroit Public Theater, about this play and kind of how it fits, what it's about and how it fits in a trilogy.
I want people to understand what happened in our city. So I want people to know that Paradise Valley was here, that there was a community and there was a lot of strength in that community, and it was destroyed, and to really ask themselves how and why this happened, and to really think about, as we go forward, as we change as a city, what we want to preserve and how we want to change.
This really is a theater that's been pushing and to do really high-level work, isn't it?
It is. It's really become, very quickly in its fifth season, a gem of Detroit. And we just handed out our Wild Awards, and we gave their production of The Beauty Queen of Lynn, the Irish play, the best play of last season for a drama. They're doing very high-level work. We reported a few months ago that a show that premiered 2 years ago, Birthday Candles, going to Broadway this spring. And this play, this is a very important play. This whole trilogy is very important with a major playwright in Dominique Morisseau.
Now we go to Ann Arbor and Theater Nova. What's on stage there? You're smiling.
I am smiling because I like this theater, and I like this play, which I'm hoping to see this weekend, but one of our other critics saw it and liked it very much. It's called Admissions, and being in a big college town like we are, It resonates. It had its premiere last year, but it seems to me it's one of those plays that feels like it's ripped from the headlines. It's about a young man, white, who is waitlisted or deferred after applying to an Ivy League school. And his additional conflict in all of this is that he knows a student of mixed race that he doesn't think is as strong a student as he is. And he got in on the first take. And the white character, he's parents of privilege. His father works for a prestigious private school. This story should and does to me seem like a very strong creative commentary on two stories. The recent one in which wealthy people, including some of Hollywood's elite, were found to be paying middlemen to falsify student records for their kids or bribing college officials at prestigious colleges. The actress Felicity Huffman is going to jail for a short time for her role in trying to scam her daughter into USC. And then there's here in Ann Arbor, there's the Gratz versus Bollinger case that went to the Supreme Court and centered on the University of Michigan's affirmative actions admissions policy. The university previously awarded points towards admission for underrepresented minorities, and the court ruled against the university and in favor of the plaintiff. So there's a lot going on in this play for the Ann Arbor theater-going community.
Well, for any Michigander who's got, you know, we've a lot of folks with a stake in that kind of issue with college admissions, and that's Admissions at Theater Nova in Ann Arbor. And now we head over to Wayne County again and the Tipping Point in Northville.
Right. They're doing a play called A Doll's House Part 2. So Henrik Ibsen, who wrote A Doll's House, did not write this play.
Okay.
This actually was written a few years ago. But it's an interesting play in that it picks up exactly where Ibsen's Doll House left off. And it is said of A Doll's House that it has the most famous door slam in theater. It comes at the end. And the play picks up with the characters right after that, Nora and Torvald. And it's a very good modern drama, picks up on a classic with terrific actors, including Inga Wilson and Ann Arbor's John Seibert, who also teaches at Eastern University.
All right. And now, speaking of Michigan playwrights, the way we began, The Purple Rose in Chelsea is doing a world premiere of a play from someone you call one of Michigan's very best playwrights.
He absolutely is. That's David McGregor. He wrote a Sherlock Holmes play last season for The Rose, and it was so successful that the theater commissioned two more Holmes plays to make it a full trilogy. I'm seeing it this Friday, but I can tell you that this last play that he wrote last season was delightful. Lots of fun sword play, wit, fabulous costumes, scenic design. I mean, my hopes are very high for this, seeing it this weekend.
And what is it called?
It's called The Sherlock Holmes and the Adventure of the Fallen Soufflé. And last year was sort of Sherlock Holmes and the case of the missing ear. And so Van Gogh played a role in that. Okay. So I'm curious to see how this story unfolds.
Fun. And then just to get everybody all kind of prepped for Halloween, zombies.
That's right. The Halloween pop-up stores are up. So, yeah, Evil Dead.
Legend has it that it was written by the Dark Ones. Necronomicon Ex Mortis. Roughly translated, Book of the Dead.
This is the zombie play, which is also a musical.
We're all jammed in the car, and we're going really far.
Lots of blood and guts and zombie fun. It's back at the City Theater. This is in Detroit. It's sort of an annual thing. I won't give away too much. There's a bit of audience participation. Don't wear your nice clothes. It's a play based on the movie of the same name. And if zombie culture is your thing, this is very good and fun production in Detroit. They do it very well every year.
We're five college students on our way to an old abandoned cabin in the woods. Oh, yeah!
As always, you can find details of these and other productions all around the state. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, many thanks.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.